Good morning. I'm Nacy. This is Time Warp, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Time Warp is a show where we share music connected to times and memories. We are currently waiting on my co-host Ashley with our computer, so I will let you keep listening to Oh, I Love Her So by Jesse Mellon, and we'll get started. Oh, there's Ashley now. How are you, Ashley?
I'm good.
She said she's good. Okay. Give us about 1 minute and then we'll get into the show.
Yeah.
philosophy, possibly speak tongue. Beat drums, Abyssinian young street Baptist, Baptist and violinist. From the beginning, my practice extending across the atlas. I begat this, flipping in the ghetto on the dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress. More powerful than two Cleopatras. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy, like the mother sister Betty. El Boogie spars with stars and constellations. Then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubims to Nassau Coliseum. Now hear this mixture, where hip hop meets scripture. Develop a negative into a positive picture.
Now everything is everything.
Sometimes it seems
we'll touch that dream.
We'll touch that
but
dream.
Things come slow and not at all.
They come slow,
yeah. And the ones on time won't make it stop. So convinced that they might fall. Let's love ourselves and we can't fail to make a better situation.
Our seeds will grow.
All we need is dedication.
Let me tell you that
everything is everything.
Everything is everything.
Everything is everything.
Everything is everything.
After winter must come spring.
Fighters once every 10 years. Rocky Marciano, Sugar Ray Robinson, Joe Louis. Sometimes you get them all at once. Me? I had my three when I was 16. That happens. What do you mean? Maybe she's your first great one.
Thanks a lot, son. I think I'm gonna go for it.
This is not some super conventional extra slick talk made to convince you of masterclasses. Reduce the simple form, there's nothing formulaic about it. This more that Papa told you, only open the door if he opens it first for you. Mama, sit down, help me get through. Is this how you felt on the day you found it? Cause if I know I can get it, then I've already had it, I'm cool. If I know I can get it, then I've already had it, I'm cool. This is not some take you out for lunch, wine and dine you with. You on countertops, fill your mind with cotton candy hearts. What's the odds you stay a while? This more that get to know me, kiss me slowly, hard and focused. They just don't make them like this no more. Whoa, but I think I found it. If I know I can get it, then I've already had it, I'm cool. Cause if I know I can get it, then I've already had it, I'm cool.
Cool. something about the way you never gave it up to me. But let me know that I can get it, hit it day of the week. If talk is cheaper, then I'm broke with both hands on the sweeper, cleaning up dirty secrets. Told you don't ever give me that, but I didn't mean it. Bring it home and I'ma bust it out the residence. When I get the, I go dumb like the president. Yes, Lord, I'm way up, worth the sack of Joya. If the was a sneaker, hippie, moccasin trainer. If the was it so sweet, I could save it for later. But every time I fuck myself with us, I wish you was there. Gotta know how the I get here. I got like I, we don't need to go there. On my way out of zone, somebody gon' get me body. Pick my feet off the floor, whoa, I think I'm falling.
That was Winner's Circle by Anderson .Paak. And before that, you heard Everything is Everything by Miss Lauryn Hill.
Great pairing.
Yes. Welcome, Ashley.
Thanks for having me on our joint show.
Ashley came in at just the right moment.
Exactly.
And with a banger song, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Have we introduced today's theme?
No.
Okay. Shall I do the honors?
Please do.
Okay, so today's theme, in Time Warp, we're always thinking about the past. We're very introspective people, I think, on this show, but we were given the suggestion to think about our future, which is very daunting, I think, as college students, or as any type of person. But we're trying to imagine ourselves 5 years in the future, I believe. So I think these are some songs that we're trying to maybe manifest the people we will be at that point. What do you think, Nacy?
I was also thinking of songs I think will still be relevant to me at that time. So I picked some timeless ones. I picked some that have remained from several, like some of my favorites from the last few years. I don't know.
Okay.
There's a lot of different ways it can go with this.
What was the thinking behind Winner's Circle?
Good question. Maybe that one was just the vibe.
Yeah, I like the title. It makes me feel like I've accomplished something.
That's what I was thinking. I thought it was kind of funny, like, you know, 5 years.
Yeah.
I will be a winner.
You are a winner.
That's true.
I picked Everything is Everything because I feel like that's like a manifestation and an affirmation that like things will be okay as they are.
Even with the air conditioner on.
Oh, I guess that's what that sound is. Okay, cool. Up next, we're going to play a very special song by Vampire Weekend, which was written in 2018. And I was thinking, how could we even imagine a future with this song title name? And now we're past that year.
Man, when this song came out, I was like, 2021 is big. It's never going to happen.
And now it's the past.
Yeah, now it's gone.
It's really weird to think about because when you listen to the song, you're like, I don't know who he's writing about, but he's definitely writing about someone, and you're like, I wonder what did happen to them, and like, what will happen to us?
Maybe it was his baby.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Ezra Koenig.
Okay, let's play it.
Try to one way, think about me. I could wait a year, but I couldn't wait.
That was
Ignore Tenderness by Julia Jacklin. And before you heard Nice Boys by
Temperex.
and previously was 2021 by Vampire Weekend. So during our, you know, playing the music, while you were listening to the music, Nacy and I were having a very interesting conversation about playlists and the order in which they provide music to us.
We found out we have two very different approaches.
Nacy, I can't believe you listened to all of your playlists in order.
See, the thing is, like, why? I feel like that the order is a key element of a playlist. Like, if you're thinking of a playlist holistically, the order is important, you know?
I feel like it's like if I'm making it for someone else and, like, I have a mission or a message in mind, then yes. Like, if I'm trying to tell a story, you know? But if I'm just, like, making a playlist because I need to pass the time on public transport, I'm just going to compile all the music that I'm enjoying listening to at the moment and put it on shuffle.
That's crazy.
And just see where the vibes take me.
That's too, I don't know, that gives too much variation, I think.
But that's
because I listen to so many different kinds of music at once, you know?
Exactly, that's why you put it all in one playlist.
That's like chaos.
I disagree with that, kind of. But I feel like in the current state that I'm in, it's like, I always want to listen to the same music, but it's like such different genres, and I don't want to make 5 playlists, and then...
Okay.
Because sometimes I'm in the mood to listen to both at the same time.
Well, here's my thing, is that making a radio show, it's all about the order.
Yes, because it's a specific program, but this isn't real life.
Is real life not like the radio?
No! It's like chasing the bus at like 7:58 a.m. and being like, I need to listen to Beyonce. Once you sit down, you're like, maybe I'm in the mood for Julia Jacklin sounding like she's about to cry.
Like, oh, wow. That is not how I operate.
You think you know someone. Okay, let's continue.
Well, getting back to people that we don't know anymore. Our next two songs are what's it called? Like a homage?
Yeah.
Is that how you say that word?
No, I think the French would agree.
Okay, to our 2017 selves, 5 years back.
Mm-hmm. I picked a Frank Ocean song because me and my brother would listen to Frank Ocean when he drove me to school. Or at the time, this album had just come out.
Wow.
The year before, and we were listening to it for the rest of the school year on the way to school.
My choice is Sunday Candy by Donnie Trumpet and The Social Experiment. I don't know how I came upon this song, but it became my favorite song probably for like 3 years. Like, to the point where, you know, like, if someone's like, what song could you listen to forever? I would say Sunday Candy.
I love that song, too. I think I found it, like, my sophomore year of high school through, like, Spotify recommended. And I was like, dang. And then I was like, oh my god, this is Chance the Rapper? Like, that's crazy.
Wow, what happened to Chance the Rapper?
I hope he's doing well. Shout out, Chance, if you're listening.
We'll find out over the break. All right, let's start Self-Control.
Poolside combo about your summer last night.
Ooh, yeah. About your summer last night.
I didn't give you no play. Could I make it shy last night? Could I make it shy on the last night?
Last night.
Could we make it in? Do we have time?
I'll be the boyfriend in your wet dreams tonight. Noses on a rail. Little virgin wears the white. You cut your hair, but you used to live a blinded life. Wish I was there, wish we'd grown up on the same advice. And our time was right.
Keep a place for me. Between y'all, it's nothing. Keep a place for me.
Now and then you miss it. Sounds make you cry. Some nights you dance with tears in your eyes. I came to visit, 'cause you see me like a UFO. That's like never. 'Cause I made you your self-control, and you made me lose my self-control, my self-control.
Keep a place. Between y'all, it's nothing. Keep a place for me. It's nothing, it's nothing. It's nothing, it's nothing.
Song.
She can say in her voice, in her way, that she love me. With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands, with her money. I am the thesis of her prayers. Her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers.
Hello. Sorry for that interruption.
Sorry, this is our first show of the semester, so I think we're a little bit rusty. Not that we haven't had the show the whole summer. Anyways, our first PSA for the 30-minute mark. Autumn outdoor exercise. This is a seasonal PSA, guys, from September 1st to November 30th. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health, dot, dot, dot. Okay, back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Jesus Christ and Taylor, I got a feature song singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's handmade, pan-fried, sun-dried, south-side, and beat the devil by a landslide, praying with a hands tied, president of my fan club, Santa. Something told me I should bring my
you gotta move it slowly, taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday.
You gotta move slowly, take it in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for this whole week. I've been waiting for you, you're my Sunday. Yeah. Come on in this house, it's gonna rain, rain down diamonds.
for the candy. Your peppermint is the truth. I'm pessimistic on Monday. If I had tweaked them, it's you. You look so good with the hat on. Had to match with the shoes. Came in dressed in the satin. I came and sat in your pew. I come to Christmas for dinner. 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stocking. Holding your pockets in place. I like my love with the budget. I like my hugs with a scent. You smell like light gas while the electricity rent. You sound like why the gospel choir got so tired. Singing his praise on a daily basis, so I gotta try it. You my dream catcher, dream team, team captain. Matter of fact, I ain't seen you in a minute. Let me take my butt to church.
You better come on in.
Come on in this house.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Rain down, down.
Rain down.
It's gonna rain.
It's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you. You're my Sunday king.
You gotta move slowly. Taking in my body like it's holy.
Great song.
Beautiful. Sunday Candy by Donnie Trumpet and The Social Experiment. Before that was Self Control by Frank Ocean.
Ouch.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. So those two songs were maybe a reflection of the people that we were 5 years ago, or at least the music that we like to listen to. And honestly, I'm not sure that too much has changed. What?
Gasp.
I mean, maybe in some ways it's evolved more. But I feel like at my core, I'm still, like, the same person with the same music taste.
I think I changed a lot. I think 2017 was the beginning of my music discovery journey.
I can understand that. I feel like coming to college, you have, like, a wider breadth of emotions, and then you need a wider breadth of music to match that.
Oh, I like that. Well, I have a question for you about the future, Ashley.
Oh, God. Okay.
We can start easy.
Sure.
Let's start with music taste.
Music taste? In 5 years, what I'll listen to?
How do you think it'll change? How do you think it'll be the same? Do you think you'll still listen to your playlist on shuffle?
I definitely think I will still be listening to my playlist on shuffle.
Okay.
I don't think that will change, because it hasn't yet. I think I would like to believe that maybe I will have mellowed out, so maybe I'll be listening to more mellow music. But I think to stay, like, on edge or to keep up with the kids, like, I need to be listening to more hyperpop. Like,
what?
I just can't.
That was not what I thought you were going to say.
Really?
Hyperpop. Okay. In your future.
Or no, just to, like, feel young.
Wow. Do you feel old right now?
Yeah, I think I look old. I look older. I was talking to my freshman year roommate, shout out Zano, but we were having a heart-to-heart the other night, and I was telling her how this summer my high school interns told me I looked old, and she was like, you've definitely aged since we were fresh.
Oh my gosh, all of us have aged.
No, yeah, that's true. Okay, what about you, Nacy? What about music?
I think I will probably look roughly the same
for
the next. I'm gonna say maybe I shouldn't say that. I don't want to jinx it. But I think that my appearance has stabilized for the most part.
That's pretty cool.
I feel like I look pretty similar to freshman year, just older. I think you do too. So maybe we'll just keep aging.
Asian don't raisin.
True. Okay, I think music wise maybe I want to keep listening to like a wide variety. I remembered why I put Anderson .Paak on here, because I want to really get into him, and I haven't yet. But it's been one of my goals for a long time. So I think in 5 years I'll have done that already.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's a good goal. I think he is truly, like, one of the most talented musicians in our generation. Like,
yeah.
You know, I hope there's more space for him to, like,
my friend Dustin always says, I think he says that he's the best producer of this time.
That's cool.
Maybe it's true.
I don't know anything about music producing, but I respect it. Okay, 5 years in the future, real stuff. Actually, I feel like this segues kind of well into our next song, Matrimony 2, which Annika showed me. Shout out Annika, who's tuning in right now.
Are you gonna get married?
No, but I'm just saying, I feel like within the next 5 years, I would love to know what it feels like to be in love. Because I don't think I've been in love before.
I agree.
And I just think that is, like, a goal that I would have for myself. There's a lot of things that are very uncertain and ambiguous, but I think it's still good to dream. And not that, like, anyways, this doesn't need to get philosophical, but to be in love, that would be nice.
I agree. I think you will. Yes. Should we start the song?
Yeah, I heard it here first, folks. Ashley's gonna be in love in the next 5 years.
By 2027.
Baby, we've been over. looking up to you lately. Been a couple months since I told you it's over. Caught me off guard when I saw you last week. Oh, so tough, but you bluffed when you had me. Saying my ex like my name ain't Steve. Gave you a chance and some dopamine. Safe to say after me you peeped. Still a give you dick anytime you need.
Admit that I wasn't lost. You're taking it just as hard. Criticize me all you want, but I'm always gonna be
where you are.
That was You Know I'm No Good by Amy Winehouse. Before that, you heard Sunshine by Steve Lacy and Fouché. Before that was Matrimony 2 by Tennis.
Yes. I think a great combo of songs, at least the first two, about, I don't even know, companionship in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're also thinking about space and place. Nacy, where do you imagine yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years, I imagine myself... Honestly, when I was thinking about this prompt, I could only imagine myself in a car. I was like, what am I going to listen to when I'm driving around in 2027?
Interesting.
Yeah. So, probably California.
Cool.
That's the answer.
Good answer.
And I think probably in school again. But I'm going to take a break in between. I almost put Campus by Vampire Weekend on here. I was like, I can't.
I feel like that's too much the past.
Yeah. I can't. I need something else. Something new.
Definitely.
What about you, Ashley?
I would like to go to Philly after graduating.
What?
I don't know why or for what, but I just feel like somewhere different on the East Coast. At some point, I would love to live in Wyoming or somewhere... But I want to be near the mountains and a body of water. I feel like Wyoming is kind of like that. There's, like, lakes, but lots of great mountains.
I've literally never heard you say that before.
I talk about it all the time.
No, you don't.
Okay.
That was a lie. But we'll talk about it after
the
show.
Let's keep going. We got a show to run here. Last two songs, Flashing Lights by Kanye West and Controversial Play, I guess. The new Rina album. What do you guys think of it?
Shout out to Matthew and Alexandra
for being a
right
hater.
You have to finish out the show, so you have to listen to the song.
Yep. Anyways.
And shout out to our housemates who are also tuned in. We love you.
Love you guys.
Awesome Pete's forever.
Oh, God.
What?
No, never mind.
Thank you. don't believe in shooting stars, but she believe in shoes and cars. Wood floors in the new apartment, couture from the store's departments. You more like love to start. I'm more of the trips to Florida, order the hors d'oeuvres, views of the water, straight from a page of your favorite author. And the weather's so breezy, man, why can't life always be this easy? She in the mirror dancing so sleazy, I get a call like, where are you, Yeezy? And try to hit you with the old wapty, till I got flashed by the paparazzi. These got me, I hate these more than a Nazi.
As I recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
Been a while, sweetheart, we hardly talk, I was doing my thing. I know what was fair, baby, hey, baby, lately, you've been all on my brain. And if somebody would've told me a month ago, front and oh, yo, I wouldn't wanna know. If somebody would've told me a year ago, it'd go get this difficult. Feeling like Katrina with no FEMA, like Martin with no Gina. Like a flight with no visa, first class with the seat back, I still see ya. In my past, you on the other side of the glass of my memories museum. I'm just saying, hey Mona Lisa, come home. You know you can't roam
as
without
I
Caesar.
Recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
Hello, hello, this is Ashley, and you are listening to Time Warp on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in with us today. Hope you have a lovely Sunday, and see you very soon in the future, 5 years and beyond, maybe even.
Blue skies, always there behind the red.